Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi taala wabarakatuh. Welcome to the HFW program, and in this video we are going to learn about high frequency verbs. Yeah, verbs are the action words. Now in this lesson there will be 22 high frequency verbs. Collectively these verbs are repeated in the Quran for 1568 times. That makes the HFWs that you have learned so far 26,873 words from Al-Quran. Okay, but in this video, I will only be sharing 5 words, and these 5 words together along with the conjugation, basic conjugation, and also example from the Quran. Yeah, the rest of the high frequency verbs you can find in the resource section in the PDF file. Let's go into our first word. So the first word is kafara. In English it means to disbelieve, and in Malay it means kufur or tidak beriman. In the Quran it is repeated for 289 times. Let's take a look at the basic conjugation process. For kafara, we consider it as the root. Okay, so you can see that the verb starts with a 3-letter, and this means that the verb is a 3-letter verb. Kafara is the past tense. In Arabic language, we say past tense madi, fa'al madi. Mudare is the present tense. Yakfuru. Amr is the command tense. Ukfur, right? So kafara, if we translate it into English, will be disbelieved. Yeah, yakfuru will be he disbelieves, right? Ukfur is like a command or an instruction to disbelieve, right? Let's look at an example from the Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. It was not Prophet Sulaiman who disbelieved, but the devils disbelieved. So it means, kafara means to disbelieve in the English, and in Malay it means kufur, tidak beriman. It's repeated in the Quran for 289 times. So next word is khalaqa. Khalaqa means to create. In English, in Malay, cipta. It's being used in the Quran for 184 times. Basic conjugation, khalaqa, yakhluqu, ukhluq. Khalaqa, fa'al madi, past tense, created. Yakhluqu, fa'al mudari', present tense, creates. Ukhluq, fa'al amr, command tense, create. The meaning is to create in English, and in Malay, cipta. Example from the Quran. Huwa alladhi khalaqa lakum ma fil ardi jami'a. It is he who created for you all of that which is on the earth. Okay, English, to create. Malay, cipta. In the Quran, it's being used for 184 times. Next is abada. In English, it means to worship. In Malay, sembah. It is being used in the Quran for 122 times. Basic conjugation. Abada, ya'budu, u'bud. Abada, fa'al madi. Ya'budu, fa'al mudare. U'bud, fa'al amr. So, abada, worshipped in the past. Ya'budu, worship, worships, present tense, and u'bud, worship, instruction or command. So in Malay it means sembah. Example from the Quran. La a'budu ma ta'budun. I do not worship what you worship. Okay. Next, nazara. In English, it means to look or to see. Malay, lihat. Frequency in the Quran is 87 times. Basic conjugation, nazara yanzuru unzur. Nazara is fa'il madi, past tense. It means to look, right? Yanzuru, fa'il mudare, present tense. He looks. Unzur, fa'il amr, command tense, means look. Right? Malay means lihat. Example from the Quran. Yawma yanzurul mar'u ma qaddamat yadah. On the day when a man will see what his hands have put forth. Next word, zakara. In English, to remember or to mention. Malay, ingat atau sebut. It's being used in the Quran for 84 times. Basic conjugation, zakara yazkuru uzkur. Zakara, fa'al madi, remembered. Yazkuru, fa'al mudare, present tense, he remembers. Uzkur, fa'al amr, command tense, remember. Okay, in Malay, ingat atau sebut. Example from the Quran. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى and remembers the name of his Lord and praise. Okay, so in this video, you have learned 5 high-frequency verbs, and these verbs belongs to Form 1.1, which is the fa'al madi is fa'ala. What that means is that the first root letter is fataha, second root letter is fataha, and the third root letter is fataha. And the fa'al mudare is yaf'ulu, which means that in fa'al mudare, the second root letter, which is the ayin, is dhamma, and the third root letter is also dhamma, right? So, for additional information on the fa'al mudare form 1.1, refer to the video below. Altogether, we have learned from this lesson high frequency verbs that are mentioned collectively in the Quran for 1568 times. Altogether, with all the verbs that you have learned previously, you have learned 26,873 words from the Quran. Please remember to do your memory activity and also your quiz. That's all for today. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi taala wabarakatuh.